With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Chatham Kent police are looking to track down a suspect after a barn on Marsh Line in Chatham was broken into. It happened sometime overnight on Monday. Police say someone stole a riding lawnmower, a gas generator, an air compressor, and some alcohol. Anyone with information in connection with the theft is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. The investigation is ongoing. A single-family home that's been hosting a sober living group for almost a year and a half now has been given the okay to continue its work. Journey's Recovery Home opened its doors in June 2023, but wasn't zoned properly as a temporary care facility until council voted to approve that change last night. Council voted fully in favor of making the change after hearing several deputations on the matter that spoke to the good work that's been happening at the home. Meantime, after some debate during last night's meeting, Chatham Kent Council voted to move forward with new safety measures. Reporter Tamara Thornton has more.
Parts of last night's security measures motion were cut and dry. Council voted unanimously in favor of hiring security guards to be present at public meetings. Other parts were a little bit more contentious, such as the $30,000 reconfiguration for council chambers. Ward 2 Councillor Ryan Doyle pointed out that tens of thousands of dollars shouldn't be spent on renovations to a room that would no longer be in use in a few years. Other councillors disagreed, sharing personal stories of times they felt threatened or unsafe in council chambers. The reconfiguration of chambers was ultimately approved with a vote of 12-4. For cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton.
Toronto police have arrested 12 people in a major synthetic identity fraud investigation, including a Bell River man. Almost 700 synthetic identities were created and used to open multiple fraudulent bank and credit card accounts. Arrests from the year-and-a-half-long probe include the 35-year-old from Lakeshore, who's charged with fraud, money laundering, and possession of stolen property. And Canada's economy slowed in February. Stats Canada says the country's GDP rose 0.2% after a 0.5% gain in January. Economists say this reinforces expectations that the Bank of Canada will cut interest rates in the coming months. In sports, the Maple Leafs will try to avoid elimination tonight in Boston in Game 5 of their Stanley Cup playoff series. And in baseball, the Tigers are playing a doubleheader against the Cardinals. The Blue Jays host the Yankees tonight. Now for the forecast, a few clouds and down to 9 tonight, up to 24 and sunny tomorrow, clear and 10 tomorrow night. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.